So she just stormed out. Wow, that's mature. What? I didn't say anything. Oh, come on. It was childish of her. I am not being unfair. Ugh, fine. Her storming out was completely and utterly mature. The fuck it was. Well, I do make an effort. I do make an effort with her. I tolerate her. I don't tolerate her. I just don't think she's good enough for you. Fine. So you were fighting and she just left. She just pissed off to this bar with God knows who. You're right, she's a fantastic girlfriend. Oh, come on, she makes it easy. I am nice. Fine. It's kind of selfish. I mean, I don't blame you for not wanting to go out tonight with everything that's going on. You know, with the butcher. That's kind of an insulting name. I mean, if I was a killer and they called me the butcher, I would be pissed. I would kill. Yeah. I am a little strange, but that's why you love me. Seriously, though, you must be... I mean, if I were you, I wouldn't even go outside. I would just stay in my bedroom and, like, hide under the duvet. Why? Are you being serious? You are. Have you seen the papers? Have you seen the pictures of the victims? They look like you. They all look like you. I mean, it's kind of scary. You really didn't notice? You are so oblivious. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's a good thing you got me to look out for you. And your wonderful girlfriend. Oh wait, she's not here. It's actually scary nowadays. I mean, how many bodies are there now? 15? That is... It's not safe outside. And it's everywhere. The papers, the internet, TV. Everything's about the butcher. Everyone's got theories. I mean, they called the FBI. And yet, they still haven't caught him. It's... I mean, why do you think he's doing it? I mean, he has to have a reason, right? Maybe he's... I don't know. I can't think of one reason that would make someone kill. Love? I mean, when you're in love, you do stupid, crazy things, like... dating. I didn't say it. Oh, I'm sorry. I've tried to like her. She's just inherently unlikable. She makes me angry with the way she treats you. Wow. I do not have an anger problem. Okay. I have a slight anger problem. Oh, come on, that cop pissed me off. I just kind of beat up his car a little bit with a baseball bat. Yeah, while he was in it. But in my defense, he did provoke me. He spilt my tea. Yes, okay, that defense didn't actually get me that far in court, but at least my accent kept me out of jail. Yes, I took full advantage of that. I have no shame. Anger management classes. I thought they were going to be, like, I don't know what I thought. It's not something I ever really thought I would have to do because I don't have an anger problem. I'm just passionate. It's nothing, it's just that you're my best friend and you're not very nice to me. Don't you love me? Do you love me? You do. What? The classes, you never asked about them. Well, it was all about, it wasn't about how, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. Basically, anger is a natural human emotion, and living in the world we live in, there are always going to be things that annoy you. And it's what you do with that anger that's the important thing. So you have to kind of refocus it, you know, substitute things. What's the word? Sublimination. So if one thing always makes you angry, kind of channel that passion into something else. I mean, it sounds sort of a little bit hippie-ish, but it actually does work. And I was the biggest doubter. I spent every single one of those classes being sarcastic and just hating them for only having coffee and Oreos on offer. I mean, that's not even civilized. But I mean, after the classes, I found a way to make it work. And talking about tea, are you not going to drink yours? Yes, I do actually take it as a personal insult. Just drink the damn tea. It won't kill you. I promise. There you go. See, it wasn't so painful. I can't believe you don't like tea. To think you are almost perfect. I mean, it's that and your taste in women. I know. It's just she's so. You deserve better. You could do so much better. Someone who actually gives a shit. Well, she doesn't act like it. She's selfish and shallow. I mean, she's gone out to a bar with. We don't know who. And just left you at home. I mean, with everything that's going on, she should be here looking after you. I'm not saying you can't look after yourself. I'm just saying that if you love someone, you want to look after them. But maybe that's just me. Aw, that's so sweet. Do you really think I'd make a good girlfriend? You see, it's when you say nice things like that that make you less of a cockwomble. You okay? You look a bit pale. And you're. Hey! Ooh! Okay, just sit down. Just humor me and sit down. Have you eaten anything today? It's probably just low blood sugar and, you know, everything that's going on. You don't take care of yourself. She doesn't take care of you. No, don't try to argue, just sit down. It makes me so mad. Oh, it makes my blood boil. I mean, she has you and she just treats you like trash. Doesn't take care of you, doesn't make an effort. Oh, it just murderous. But I found a way to deal with the anger. Because I love you, but you make me incandescent with rage. I mean, sometimes I'm blind with fury and I can't. I just want to break something. But I could never hurt you. I could never hurt you because I love you. Just lean back. I know you feel dizzy. It's just temporary. It was the tea. I know. I drugged your tea. I didn't want to, but I had to. Because things, well, let's just say that having the FBI in town, well, it's just meant that I've had to move things up. It's time for the end game. You are so adorable. I mean, how can you make confusion look cute? So, I was telling you that I was angry. Really angry, all of the time. I mean, murderous rage. I know you didn't mean to make me angry, it was just, you're lovely and kind, and when people take advantage of you, I just thinking about it, I can feel this ball of acid in my gut, and it's just eating away at me. But I found a focus for that rage. I found a way to channel my anger so it wasn't destructive. I mean, the first time, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to do it. I was drunk. I was in some scummy bar. And they looked like you. And they hit on me and I kissed them. And we went back to their place. But then they weren't you, and I got angry, and I just wrapped my hands around their throat, and I just choked them, and all the anger just evaporated. And I felt so calm. I was going to go to the police, but I mean, it was their fault. They made me angry. They deserve what they got. The next time, I didn't plan it consciously. It wasn't my intention, but she was late for your show. And you were just completely fine with it. And she was flirting with, she wasn't just being nice. You always say that. But I was livid, and there they were. Same hair, same build, same jacket. Same color eyes. Not the same smile, but close enough. It was ridiculously simple to chat them up, bring them home. They were up for some kinky sex, and they had no idea. But the fear and panic in their eyes as I started to choke and squeeze. The glasses were right. Substituting, sublimination, it's the only way to deal with that kind of anger. Until you can change the circumstances of it. And that's the end game. I needed time to plan. To organise things. I mean, making someone disappear is difficult. I mean, in the age of the internet, you have no idea. Facebook, Twitter. So many traces to deal with. Organizing the... I'll tell you that later. When we're safely away from here. So I needed time. But the anger was incessant. So I killed them. I put my hands around their throat and squeezed. And as they died, as the light faded in their eyes, so did my anger. It was almost zen. I'll admit, I don't have everything in place. I wanted to pin down all the fine details. Cross all the T's, dot all the I's. Because it's you. And I want it to be perfect, and... fucking FBI. But I always knew that this might happen. So, tonight's the night. I knew that I could rely on your girlfriend to go out. She's such a fucking bitch. I mean, what is she thinking? People who look like you are being murdered, and she just leaves you here, alone, with me. She doesn't think I'm a threat. But as you say, I'm going to make a wonderful girlfriend. I really am. Because I'll do anything for you. And I'll never, ever hurt you. Never. I'll never wrap my hands around your throat. And I'll never do that. Because soon, we'll be alone. It'll just be us. And it will be perfect. I love you. I love you so much. I mean, look what I've done for you. Look how many people I've killed. But you're worth it. And I won't have to do that anymore. It'll just be us. All of my focus, all of my, just everything. It's all about making you happy. Keeping you safe. Giving you the life that you deserve. She came back. No, don't cry, it's okay. No, don't worry. We're still going. It's just... I guess I spoke too soon when I said I was done with killing people. But you know what? I'm not going to strangle her. She doesn't deserve a quick, easy death. She deserves to bleed. Lucky I got you those knives for your birthday. This is going to get very messy. But don't worry. We don't have to clean it up. You don't have to do anything, in fact. Just drift away. I know you've been fighting the drugs. I know you want to listen to me. And that really just... You are so sweet. But just drift away. Just let them take hold. You don't need to see this. I don't want you to see me this way. That's right. Just let go. I have a bitch to kill. To bleed out and torture. Sweet dreams, my darling. Sweet, sweet.